We had a night of dancing, dinner, and making love. Two of those reasons why I couldn't walk straight the next day. Life does go on and moves on. The only reason I knew that this whole podcast idea was still going ahead was that he gave me day-to-day details of what was going on. I don't think he realized that being closer like we were, that was worth more than just some cash. Okay, so yeah, I needed to keep paying rent, and my savings were dwindling, but jobs just still weren't hiring. I wanted a label, but in reality, he was right. I still needed to get out and experience more. I had a couple of dates that may or may not come up for future programming, and then I realized I should try to take more control of the future programming. Pick up your phone! What took you so long? I'm almost at your floor. I got bagel sandwiches. You said 10 a.m. and it's almost 9:50. Well, we can have breakfast then. Don't worry, I can let myself in. I still have your key. Don't worry, I'll be all right. I've been in your apartment alone. Oh, is it cute? Can this be an experience I have in your own apartment? I had to pause here because what I witnessed was a woman who was built as if she could star in any porno film. In fact, I'd probably finger myself to her videos if she was in pornos. I'm going to pause because anything I can say now is just going to sound like a trashy romance novel. The bathroom door was open, and all I saw was, I think the phrase is, dat ass. I looked all the way up her tattooed, olive-skinned flesh. My eyes locked on hers in the mirror while she was brushing her teeth, and I could only do what was expected of me. Yes, she was naked. I'm hanging up. As soon as I opened the door, she was standing there, full-blown naked. The sun from the window cascading over her like an eclipse. I was actually stunned, and I didn't react quickly enough for her to take my keys and the bagel sandwiches I brought before slamming and locking the door again. Hey! Give those back!
Look, sweetie, I don't know how you got a key made, but you don't have it anymore. Now, go away before I call the... Hang on.
Hey, just because he swiped right on you last night doesn't mean you're his girlfriend. Get out of here now!
Honey, I'm calling the cops. You better go. He doesn't need a little stalker. What? I'm a little busy with one of your stalkers, dude. Oh, shit. She was supposed to be here at 12. I thought, okay. Fuck. I'm gonna go unlock the door and run.
What the hell? Ow!
Sorry, those are your keys. Let me just go put on a shirt and we'll start over.
Hey, no, you need to get out of here.
Hi, Juniper. My name is Victoria. I'm a friend of Wolf's. He wanted me to meet you. I apologize for stealing your keys and then hitting you in the face with them and, you know, for just the general confusion. Yeah, you have a really nice rack, by the way. Coffee?
What?
To go with bagels. I put on a pot right before just to get ready for the day. It looks like we're meeting over breakfast and not lunch.
What are you doing here?
Junie Pie, I was naked in his apartment. What do you think I was doing here?
He just left you alone and...
Hey, Juniberries, if I can guess how you like your coffee, you show me your bra. If I fail, I'll actually put on some underwear.
As strange as this sounds, that really caught me off guard, and I was flashing back to that ass and that silhouette, and...
Glad the idea of me not wearing underwear makes you laugh. But, back to the coffee. One sugar and cream?
How did you know?
Wolf just told me.
Wait, what?
We are telepathically linked to each other when we both got struck by lightning while playing Ultimate Frisbee in college.
Oh, I know that's a lie right there. He is very much an indoors guy.
A bet's a bet. Actually, I'm talking to him on Bluetooth.
You cheated! I'll show you my bra, but you have to take off your shirt because you cheated.
Do you hear this shit, Wolf? Why haven't you put a ring on this? Okay, bye, Wolf. I'm gonna steal your girl over coffee. You know, you can also be topless. Oh, wow. Those are nice. I am gonna be good and not touch them because I'll definitely want to rip your clothes off if I do.
Okay, so now I did have a little bit of a hashtag girl crush. Wait, why do you keep calling him Wolf?
Oh, let's not talk about him. Let's talk about us instead.
Us?
Yeah, us. I'm gonna show you the world, Junie Bunny.
What do you mean?
Well, he told me that I really couldn't say anything until he was here. But we're gonna be good friends, Junie Bell.
Why do you keep infantilizing my name?
To see what sticks and rolls off the tongue. Some people don't match their names. You aren't tall and willowy like a tree. Now, about us.
How long have you two been, you know?
I will answer that when you stop being coy.
You've obviously been fucking. How long?
Oh, last night? 4 or 5 hours.
So you barely know him?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my stamina. Oh, fuck. I wanted to impress you, Junpop. We've been fucking since he was a senior and I was a freshman. What are you doing with your phone?
Sending a very detailed text message to him about how he took advantage of you.
Hey, I thought I knew exactly what I was doing. I was wrong, but in a very pleasant way.
Honey, you didn't know better. You were probably, what, 13, 14?
No. College, not high school. He was an RA, but to be honest, I had a thing for him when I was a freshman in high school. He doesn't remember saving my ass, though.
Yeah, okay, so he is the type to do that. What did he do that he doesn't remember?
Sorry. You two seem to be on the good friend squad. I'm not gonna tell you. You gotta do more than just flash me your bra-clad boobs to get that out of me. Seriously, though. Oh, nice rack.
Nice ass.
Thank you. I had to work for this ass. But, like my boobs, I inherited it. So, how long have you and Wolf been fucking? Okay, I'll take that as 3 or 4 weeks, then.
Never for 4 or 5 hours, though. He's one and done.
Ooh, there's a trick for that. Do you actually want to fuck him for hours? Or...
I'm not sure, but I have to expand my horizons.
You see, the trick is... See? I didn't even put a knife on her. I told you if you bailed me out, I would listen to the state.
What? Bailed you out? Listen to the state?
My pending assault charge.
Pending assault? What?
Look, when you tell someone, if you call me Tori again, I'm gonna stab you for all the times you call me Tori, you shouldn't chance things. I'm eating your sandwich, dude. Oh, sweet. All the meats are on this.
Can you just tell me what's going on now? She's going to be my what?
Co-host? Mm-hmm.
The way it looks, she should be doing this. Why don't you just have her on the advertisements?
I only agreed to it last night. Besides, it's not my stories. It's about you. I mean, I'd subscribe to your OnlyFans any day. If the photos had your face in them, we wouldn't have had our confusion earlier. I just fuck people off camera and I'm your MC and your stooge.
No cameras!
Aww.
How are we paying you?
You can have me for free, country girl.
Not what I mean. There has to be more than just a favor. Oh, okay. I need to know this now. Are you two...
I told you that we fucked for 5 hours last night. Does that sound like a relationship? Ugh, fuck. She really is an innocent dude. Waltzes right in here, screams at my ass like a possum or something. He's my booty calling bail bondsman and friend. If you want more details than that, name it and we've done it.
Even a... what did you say the other day? A spit roast?
Oh, with my professor. Yes, juniperberry pie.
That would actually be poisonous.
Look, you've been with Wolf for a short period of time.
We've known each other since middle school.
And he never told you about me. Probably like you never told him about guys you fucked.
Why didn't you tell me about her? Bestie?
Yeah. I'm gonna steal your girl and become her bestie. Fist bump.
You know, I never fist bumped in my whole life, but he just tried to give out some long, convoluted reason and... Basically, you didn't want me to know how much of a hoe you were in college, wasn't it? But what about after?
Okay, he's got a point there, but I'm still on your side, Juninator. If you still want to beat him up, I'm here.
How did this thing between you two start? It sounds sketchy.
Drops of juniper. Don't be jelly. You can have sex with me, too. I'll share.
Thank you for the offer, but I need to know, as I'm starting to get weirded out now that you're both here.
I'll tell you that story, but... It's gonna cost you.
If I had money, I wouldn't be in this situation.
No, Drooping Jane Flash. It's gonna cost you something very sexy. And you'll have to get naked for it.
Look, no. I only experimented in boarding school.
At the end of the story, you'll need to get naked. Then I'll tell you what we're doing to see if we have... chemistry, let's say. Think of it as a surprise experience.
Done. He told me I had to get those in. Why not?
You do realize that I could have you do the most vile stuff right then, right? You didn't even think about it.
I also have a feeling you wouldn't do that because you don't want me angry.
Yeah, you're right. I'm totally fucking stealing your girl, dude. Hashtag fucking girl crush. Also, shut the fuck up while I'm telling this story.
Be still, my heart.
He met me for the first time when he was a TA for a critical thinking class I had. It was philosophy for dummies. He didn't realize I basically tried to follow him around like a little goth puppy after that.
You became one of his philosophy groupies?
Oh, can you believe this bullshit?
Oh, I have stories to tell you. Senior year of high school, it seemed like there was always some girl that had a pregnancy scare with him because of how deep he acted. I think there were like 6 or 7 our senior year.
I tried to be 8. Yeah. It was shit that I could tell other goths, and it upped my cred, so whatever. He did have groupies, though. Anyway, back to what we really want to talk about. It was college, in my freshman year. I went to the party as Little Red Vampire Riding Hood, and I had a friend that made awesome custom costuming, and she made me this super awesome blood red leather costume from boots to skirt to corset with a sweet leather cape. And I wound up using a part of my student loan payment to pay for it, and it was fucking worth it. Still have it. Maybe I'll wear it for you sometime.
Oh, okay. So you like dress up?
Anyway. He wound up showing up to the same Halloween party with two of his friends, who were Jules and Vincent from Pulp Fiction, and he was Mr. Wolf. I decided that I needed to get eaten. Okay, you guys can keep talking. I just want to listen. Is anyone sitting here, Mr. Wolf? No? Oh. I didn't mean next to you. I meant on your lap. No, I'm comfortable right where I am. You can all continue talking.
What if I told you under the skirt I'm not wearing any underwear?
The fucker no-sold it. Didn't react at all. He just kept talking.
What's your blood type, Mr. Wolf? I prefer negative blood types, but if you give me the O, it won't matter.
He didn't even flinch at that.
We're going to be referencing him as Mr. Wolf from now on with the podcast, aren't we?
I told you that you'd be the one on the podcast somehow. I have no idea what you mean, Mr. Wolf. I'm just an innocent vampire Red Riding Hood that needs a little sip of blood. Well, why would you want to wreck my shit?
Ow! Oh, you're hurting me! Ow! Where are you taking me?
My costume had this long leather tie that was wrapped around my neck, and he dragged me by it. I, being the brilliant bitch I was, ended up tying it wrong, so it actually cinched. I couldn't fucking breathe. Oh, fuck, it was hot. Next thing you know, I'm slammed roughly on his car, and he bites me. It was the first time I ever screamed in pain.
Fucker, that hurt! Ow!
See this tattoo here? The fangs and blood on my neck?
Yeah?
See the scar? That was him.
I'm not even sure I know you anymore. What am I getting into?
Seriously, though, it's okay because it was fucking glorious. All the other dudes took my shit, and he just fucking owned me.
You really hurt me. Oh, my hair. You don't have to. Oh, fuck. I'm tasting my blood with yours.
I came on the spot, and my knees started to give way. I was being held up by my hair when he turned me around, ripped my panties, and started railing me.
Wait, I thought you weren't wearing any underwear.
I like the fact that you pay attention to my lack of underwear. Well, I'd like to see if you take the bait. Remember, he no-sold it. I just wanted him to finger bang me in his lap, but this was so much better. I did get mad because they were actually good panties, too. Yeah, if he wasn't driving that 70s caddy, we would have put a dent in that hood.
Now I really don't know him. That was his baby.
He had it.
Painted black with a purple stripe around it, immediately killing the resale of Victoria.
Oh, you still have it?
Story, please.
Oh, sorry, Junie. It was so fucking cool. The times we fucked back there. But anyway, back to the story. I never came like that. I mean, he came and holy fucking shit, Junie Bug, to this day, I never felt that from a dude. My mind went blank and all I saw were flashing lights. I started spasming and I couldn't even feel my fucking body.
Okay, it feels really, really good, but not that good.
When he fucked you and came in you for the first time, what was the first thing you said to him?
I told him to shut up because I knew he was going to ruin it by saying something stupid.
And you stopped to feel that feeling, and you feel it now, right?
Yeah.
Now, add the situation, and I suggest you do this. He totally owned me. That tough goth chick that took no shit from anyone got all the control she ever built up ripped away by getting the virginity of her alter ego destroyed because she called the bluff and didn't realize she was going to lose.
What did you think was going to happen?
Like I said, I thought he'd finger bang me on the couch and we'd go into the back room, make out. Maybe I'd give him a blowjob. Instead, that night, he was the second guy ever to really fuck me. Shh, I'm talking, Wolf. That's not the best part, Juniper.
Wait, it got better?
It got even more awesome because things were about to get worse. The flashing lights I was seeing in my head turned into flashing lights. Yeah, cops. Wolf throws me in the backseat of his car and drives off without any headlights on, loses the cops in fucking back roads. Meanwhile, I'm sore and every single bump sends shockwaves. Next thing I know, we're in a hotel and I saved the pictures because the cops were looking for me for 2 days. They thought I was raped and kidnapped. Well, most people wouldn't say he did exactly that, but anyway, I'll show you them at another time because you look like you're going to murder someone.
Depending on the answer, I'm probably going to puke.
Junie, it was fine. It wasn't rape. Even when he was throwing me around and treating me like a little goth whore, I could have easily ended the whole entire thing.
Look, you're a big girl now, but how?
It wasn't rape because when I said no to something, he stopped. There were multiple times he basically angrily asked me if I wanted what was happening, and I kept saying yes, because I wanted it. However, I only said no to ass to mouth. I still don't do that, and I do a lot of freaky shit.
Ass to mouth?
Oh, honey. Mr. Wolf, you didn't tell me that I was going to be co-starring with a babe in the woods that is a babe. The reason we stayed 2 days in the hotel is because I required a lot of aftercare, and we talked about being people and what we needed in life. Turns out he was basically wanking it for the whole time until he met me. Yeah, every time a groupie would try something, he would tell them he would wreck their shit, and that isn't what they expected from emo and tweed philosophy boy. What he did to me was 3.5 years of pent-up frustration. I almost came when he told me that.
Ugh. Hold on. I had girls from school call me to tell me that my best friend was a cheating hoe bag for 2 years. You expect me to believe that you didn't have sex all through college?
God damn it, Wolf. Shut the fuck up, man. You know, you can tell her about your college exploits later. Junebug, it's time to pay the price.
Oh, wait.
Strip, I want to see you naked, and I want us both to give him a blowjob. Don't get shy on me, country girl. I'm going to show you how to get around the one and done. Mm-hmm. You put that taser down and drop them. Come here. Oh, she's a little skittish. Don't worry, girl. I won't touch you, but we might end up kissing. Okay. Why don't you go first? Show me how deep you can go.
This is it.
Not bad. Not bad. Can you go deeper? Yeah. Push your head down a bit.
What?
See, she's doing it. She doesn't like it, but she also needs experiences. Yeah, push your head down more.
That's all.
Did you want him to stop?
Yes, but the way you were telling him to push my head down, well, I wanted to try.
Next time you're with him and you have your mouth full, slap his leg twice or pinch something twice if you want him to stop or don't want something, okay? I'm surprised at you, Wolf, that you didn't tell her that already.
It never came up because he never pushed my head down.
We'll work on your technique for that now. Pay close attention.
All I could do was be impressed. She took his dick like a champ. No hesitation. Any gagging and choking sounds, I could tell were not just for show. But she got pleasure making those sounds because she was making them for him. She started purring And then suddenly she was balls to chin and licking his balls. Holy shit, holy shit. Oh, how did you do that?
I found out about this when we started fucking regularly in college. I call it my purr reflex. There's a way he strokes my face that makes me purr, and I hate it, but I'm going down on him, and it relaxes my throat. Here, lick his cock with me.
With you?
You take one side, and I'll take the other. It's like he'd be fucking both of our lips as they meet over his cock.
Wait, I don't under...
There. Now, when you feel my lips with your mouth on his side of the cock, you're doing it right.
So, that's where I met Victoria Curie. It's where I found out the illustrious Mr. Wolf had been fucking her on and off for years as a booty call whenever she needed to feel submissive. What am I getting myself into? Sitting here on my knees, basically making out with her while there's a cock in the way? Except for the kiss. She was very respectful of not touching me because she realized it was, well, it was going to weird me out.
Do you mind if I let him shoot it in my mouth?
No. Seriously, Wolf, what did you eat? Victoria, you need to swallow that or you're going to drown and...
That is called a snowball.
I should make you lick this up.
I'm saving that for when we're alone. By the way, let me tell you a trick.
That works?
See? I know how he likes you since he didn't tell you that. But you need to at some point experience what I told you about him. So go ahead. Test it out.
So I did. I stayed on my knees, covered in his cum. I took his softened cock in my hand. I kissed it gently. And I looked up at him pleadingly. I need your cock. I'll be a good girl, Daddy, please. Please give it to me. Holy shit.
I used to do that to him when I audited his senior level philosophy class. Junibug, go take him and fuck him. When you're done, he's going to want to bore us with podcast details. Yeah, I'm going to go eat out the bagels. Next time on Juniper Branches Out. Our girl is currently glowing 5 shades of red and it's matching her hair. So callers, let us know. Should Junie get naked? That's 555 Junie if you want her naked. 555 Junie if you want her naked.
Are we cutting that out? We're cutting that out, right? No, we are cutting that out.